AP News. I'm Ben Thomas.
On this vote, the yeas are 221, the nays are 185. The bill is passed.
The House voting to force the delivery of U.S. bombs to Israel. The Biden administration put on hold a shipment of 3,500 to discourage Israel from its offensive on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Earlier this week, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it's going nowhere in the Senate. Meanwhile, the U.S. military has finished installing a floating pier to begin ferrying badly needed humanitarian aid into Gaza. Vice Admiral Brad Cooper.
We have about 500 tons of humanitarian assistance loaded on ships. That's about 1 million pounds ready for delivery in the coming days.
The UN's top court has opened 2 days of hearings into a request from South Africa to press Israel to halt its military operation in Rafah. Ukraine says its forces have halted Russia's advance in Vovchansk in the northeastern Kharkiv region, street battles being reported there. In Beijing,
Russian President Vladimir Putin has thanked Chinese leader Xi Jinping for China's efforts to resolve the Ukraine conflict. The two met at a summit in Beijing, where the leaders strengthened their no-limits partnership. I'm Karen Shamas.
In New York, more cross-examination of former Trump attorney Michael Cohen in the hush money trial, the AP's Michelle Price.
Donald Trump's attorneys have been trying to undercut Cohen as a witness for the prosecution, trying to portray him as an untrustworthy person, as someone who was spiteful about not being given a job in the White House. Cohen has maintained careful, short answers as he's been on the witness stand, trying to say that he did not want to work in the White House except as a personal attorney for Donald Trump.
Back on Capitol Hill, the House Judiciary Committee has voted to move forward with an effort to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress after the White House blocked access to an audio recording of President Biden's interview with a special counsel over his handling of classified documents. This is AP News. After record closes yesterday, how did the stock market fare today?
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks edged back from their record heights after the Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly topped 40,000 points for the first time. The Dow slipped 38 points, that's about 0.1%, to close at 39,869. The S&P 500, which is much more widely followed on Wall Street, dipped 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. All three indexes had rallied on Wednesday to all-time highs. Stocks have been charging higher despite high inflation, the punishing effects of high interest rates, and worries about a recession that never seemed to materialize. Deere & Company weighed on the market with a loss of 4.7%. Deere cut its profit forecast as farmers buy fewer tractors and other equipment. Seth Zutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.